Good evening, everyone. My name is Jill Wang. But to most people, I am known as who? Which is actually my mother's maiden name. And the answer to my credit card security question. But joking aside, I just want to reassure everybody that I am invited here tonight. I grew up in China. Who didn't? And my childhood memories are totally ruined by my childhood. When I was in elementary school, as part of the curriculum, I had to work at a rice paddy right next to a quarry where they use explosives to break rocks. And that is where I learned that a light travels faster than sound. Which is almost as slow as a flying rock. My dad was a grumpy guy, but occasionally he would try to cheer me up with jokes. But he doesn't do it right. When I was 7, one day he said to me, "Hey son, why is tofu better than centralized socialist economy?" So 5 minutes later I said, "Why?" He said, "Because I said so." I came to the United States when I was 24 to study at Rice University in Texas. That wasn't a joke. Until now. And I was driving this used car with a lot of bumper stickers that are impossible to peel off. And one of them said, "If you don't speak English, go home." And I didn't notice it for 2 years. And like many other immigrants, we want our son to become the president of this country, and we're trying to make him bilingual, you know, Chinese at home and English in the public, which is really tough to do, because many times I have to say to him in public, "Hey, listen, if you don't speak English, go home." And he would say to me, "Hey, Dad, why do I have to learn 2 languages? I said, "Son, once you become the president of the United States, you're going to have to sign legislative bills in English and talk to debt collectors in Chinese." From Rice, I decided to stay in the United States because in China, I can't do the thing I do best here, being ethnic. And in order for me to become a U.S. citizen, I had to take these American history lessons where they ask us questions like, "Who's Benjamin Franklin?" We're like, "Oh, the reason our convenience store gets robbed." What's the Second Amendment? We're like, "Oh, the reason our convenience store gets robbed." What is Roe versus Wade? We're like, "Oh, two ways of coming to the United States. Later on, I read so much about American history that I started to harbor white guilt. And in America, they say that all men are created equal. But after birth, it kind of depends on the parents' income for early education and health care. I read in the Mass Health magazine that President Obama every week has two cardio days and four weightlifting days. You see, I don't have to exercise because I have health insurance. I live in Massachusetts now, where we have universal health care. Then we elected Scott Brown. Talk about mixed messages. I think there was a movie about him. It's called Kill Bill. I'm honored to meet Vice President Joe Biden here tonight. I actually read your autobiography, and today I see you. I think the book is much better. They should have cast Brad Pitt, you know, or even Angelina Jolie. So, I was really honored to be here tonight, and I prepared for months for tonight's show, and I showed the White House my jokes about President Obama, and that is when he decided not to come. And he started to talk about immigration reforms. Take that, Stephen Colbert. And President Obama has always been accused of being too soft. But he was conducting two wars, and they still gave him the Nobel Peace Prize. And he accepted it. You can't be more badass than that. Well, actually, I'm thinking the only way you can be more badass than that is if you take the Nobel Peace Prize money and give it to the military. We have many distinguished journalists here tonight, whom I consider as my peers. Because I used to write for campus newspaper, I think journalism is the last refuge for puns. Only on the newspaper can you say things like, I was born in the year of the horse, and that is why I'm a naysayer. My point exactly. And tonight is my first time on C-SPAN, which is a channel I obviously always watch. When I couldn't stand the sensationalism and demagoguery of PBS and QVC. If I still couldn't fall asleep after watching C-SPAN, there's the C-SPAN 2 and C-SPAN 3. Thank you very much. So I became a U.S. citizen in 2008, which I'm really happy about. Thank you very much. America's number one. That's true. Because we won the World Series every year. After becoming becoming a U.S. citizen, and I immediately registered to vote for Obama and Biden.
You're welcome.
You had me at Yes We Can. That was their slogan. So after getting Obama Biden elected, I felt this power trip. And I started to think, maybe I should run for president myself. Well, I have to take a step back and explain a little bit, you know, because I had always been a morose and pessimistic guy. I felt that life is kind of like peeing into the snow in a dark winter night. You probably made a difference, but it's really hard to tell. But now we have a president who's half black, half white. It just gives me a lot of hope, because I'm half not black, half not white. Two negatives make a positive. And you may be saying, hey, what will be your campaign slogan? You see, I spent 10 years in the past decade. Oh, you too? Okay. So I understand that American people are suffering. So my campaign slogan will be, who cares? If elected, I will make same-sex marriage not only legal but required. That will get me the youth vote. You see, I'm married now, but I used to be really scared about marriage. I was like, wow, 50% of all marriages end up lasting forever. And I will eliminate unemployment in this country by reducing the productivity of the American workforce. So two people will have to do the work one. Just like the president and the vice president. Or the Olsen twins. And despite heart disease and cancer, most Americans die of natural causes. So if elected, I will find a cure for natural causes. You seem to like that one. Well, you won't be covered by health insurance, though. Because of pre-existing conditions. And I have a quick solution for global warming. I will switch from Fahrenheit to Celsius. It was 100 degrees, now it's 40. You're very welcome. And I am great with foreign policy because I am from China and I can see Russia from my backyard. I believe that unilateralism is too expensive. And open dialogue is too slow. So if elected, I will go with text messaging. I will text our allies just to say hi. And text our enemies when they're driving. OMG, you're building a nuclear weapon? But you're doing it wrong, LOL. I just want to thank Radio TV correspondent David Denner for having me here tonight, and this is the first time I wish my son knew what I was doing. Thank you so much, and have a very good night. Thank you, Linda Scott.